Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you're about to hear is from our 2016 Authority Conference hosted by Dr. Billy Brim and Pastor Chip Brim. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out how to get your copy of this powerful conference today.
When you find something, that means he's looking for faith. His eyes are searching to and fro, looking to show himself strong. One translation says, ready to show off for. Give me somebody to show off for. Did he show off for David? I found David. He found a boy who knew his covenant. And I have anointed him with my holy oil. That's like a Scooby snack right there. Click. I will steady him with my hand and with my powerful arm. That means he had guns. With my powerful arm, I will make him strong. I will. Now watch this. I will steady him. I have preached this. Some of y'all have been there. At where David and Goliath, the battle had happened. And I have said this. It wouldn't have mattered if David ran full speed and tripped over a rock and that stone goes backwards. It wouldn't have mattered. You would have seen the greatest curveball in the history of sports. I will steady his hand. Why? Because I'm in covenant with him. Woo! Click. His enemies will not defeat him, nor will the wicked overpower him. Why? Because I am in covenant with him. Click. I will beat down. Y'all hear that? That sounds like one of them WWE wrestling talk. God just grabs the mic. Be there. Saturday night. Gonna be a beat down. I will beat down his will God only do this for David?
No.
Dial it in then.
Yes.
Dial it in. Click it in. Put the goggle. Quit praying and spraying. Spraying and praying. Come on. Dial it in. Dial it into your right hand of the Father. Dial it into the blood of Jesus. Dial it into your, amen, your covenant. I'll beat down his adversaries before him and destroy those who hate him. Click. My faithfulness. Is he faithful? I think we sang about it last night. And unfailing love will be with him, and by my authority, he will grow in power. Woo! Click. Why? This is all because of covenant. I will extend his rule over the sea, his dominion over the rivers. Click. Where are we going? How far are we going? To 28. All right. And he will call out to me, you're my Father, my God, the rock of my salvation. Click. I will make him my firstborn son, the mightiest king on earth. Click. Click. What? No, stay there. I will love him and be kind to him forever. My covenant with him will never end. Woo! I serve the same God. God is covenant-minded. He's covenant-minded. He's thinking covenant all the time. What are you thinking about? Hoping one of these hit, hoping one of these confessions and prayers hit, and they're all good. I'm not trying to put you down, but he's wanting you to dial it in. And then when you do those confessions, my God, because I have a covenant, I take that blood, and that blood was for me, and I take my seat by faith at the right hand of the Father. You just dialed her in. And I take my children back. You just went from ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta to snipered in. You can't have this attitude we're talking about if you don't know covenant. Can't have it. You can't chase giants and de-head them if you don't know covenant. My God. Now, let's watch something else here. Let's go to 33 to 37. But I will never stop loving him nor fail to keep my promise to him. This is God still speaking. Click. No, I will not break my covenant. I am a covenant-keeping God. I will not. How can you not think differently? And I will not take back a single word that I said. Click. I have sworn an oath to David, and in my holiness, I cannot lie. Click. His dynasty will go on forever. His kingdom will endure as the sun. Click. He will be as eternal as the moon, my faithfulness, faithful witness in the sky, interlude. Praise God. You know why you just heard God say that? Because covenant. When a whole nation was in fear of everything, he runs in there and says, you don't have a covenant. God says, I found one. I found one. I found one that's dialed in. Amen. So we know that promises were made. They prepared a blood covenant, and they made a way of the blood. They split them down the spines. They exchanged coats, which meant authority. All that I have is yours, and yours is mine. Then they exchanged weapons. Just showed you there. They exchanged blood, and then they would walk together through the way of the blood. These are families. Don't think of God right now. This is Abraham's thinking with families when he's made blood covenant. Are with me? And so the next thing they would do is they would walk together in the pathway of the blood that were split between these animals. And this is where they would pronounce their pledge of loyalties to each other. No wonder God told me years ago, I always bless those who are loyal. I never knew it was a covenant term. Ruth to Naomi, they will always be blessed. I will always get in their business and bless them. When you're loyal to your spouse, when you're loyal to your pastor, when you're loyal, you're reflecting God's character. And he's going, that's my boy, that's my girl. And whether you even want to be blessed or not, you will get blessed. Loyalty always brings promotion, even all through the scriptures. The three men who got a drink for David were promoted to be captains. Did they do it to be captains? No. David knew covenant. And that was a loyal action. And God knows your heart. So he looks upon loyalty huge. How loyal are you to your pastor? How loyal are you to what God has called you to do? How loyal are you to the covenant? Amen? Then they would walk together through the way of the blood, pledge their loyalties. This was called the blessing of the covenant. That's what it was called. Now watch this. Are y'all ready? Mama shared this with me. In the sages of the oral traditions, passed down from Moses to Joshua, spoken and written, it was written in there. In the way of the blood, when they pledged their loyalties, all of them had read this, and it's still there. God said this to Abram in the path of the way of the blood, in the blessing part where they pledged their loyalties. God said this to Abram. Are you ready? If I ever break my covenant, may what happened to these animals happen to me. I will never break it. Also said and written in the sages, in the way of the blood, passed down from Moses to Joshua. It was also said that Abram saw God's footsteps in that blood. And he said the footsteps made a figure eight, meaning eternity. I'm making a blood covenant with you forever and all your descendants. Amen. Then, going back to Abram, and you just learning about what he's getting ready to do with God, then a curse was pronounced for breaking the agreements. And it was a terrible curse. And a penalty was pronounced. Then both swore by God. Both then exchanged names. This was part of covenant. I'm not even talking about God getting involved with Abraham yet. Then you exchange names with families. And then they would break bread together. And the covenant was made. All of that was done. And all of a sudden God says, Abram, prepare me a heifer. In other words, prepare to have a blood covenant with me. What? What? Are you kidding me? I can see him going to get the heifer. Oh, and all these things going through his mind. That means coats will be exchanged. That means authority will be exchanged. That means blood will be, that means my name will change. That means all my enemies are his. Did his name change? Had to. It was part of the covenant. Changed to Abraham, didn't it? Glory to God. And Abram got a hold of it and he believed it. We know this by Romans 4:21. How? He became fully persuaded that God was able to do and perform which he had promised. Amen. Why? Because he knew covenant. And now I'm making a blood covenant with God. He dialed it in. What if we start dialing it in? What if we wake up and we become more, I'm in covenant with you, God. Glory to God. Amen. Then you'll get your confidence back. You'll get your grit back. We need to get our grit back like our spiritual forefathers had. We need to chase after giants and dehead them. But you're going to have to know covenant. You can't know authority without the blood. You can't know blood without the covenant. Amen. And you will be different. So now we see a different Abraham. How different is he? He has a son named Isaac years later, right? And it doesn't matter what request God asked him to do. He's covenant-minded now. I'm wanting to ask you. I didn't ask you if you're a Christian. I'm asking you, are you covenant-minded? Because no matter what God asks you to do, I'm in covenant with him.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from our 2016 Authority Conference in Oklahoma City. To grab your own copy, call us at 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447. And visit our website for archives of this weekly's broadcast at billybrim.org. BilleyBrim.org.